Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. Campus protests, non-competes banned, guns in school, and the capital gains tax at a record high. That's all coming up. Then Bill is going to be here with your message of the day. But first, the head of the FBI told NBC that they are not actively monitoring the growing pro-Hamas and anti-Semitic protests on college campuses. Just to show you how bad this is, one of the chants at Columbia, they said, Al-Qassam, you make us proud, it's a terror group. Take another soldier out. We say justice, you say how, burn Tel Aviv to the ground. Hamas, we love you. We support your rockets too. Red, black, green, and white, we support Hamas's fight. It's the right to rebel, Al-Qassam, give them hell. The head of the FBI, Chris Wray, said demonstrations themselves are not something that we, the FBI, get involved in. But when violence ensues, that's when we get concerned, when you have threats of violence. And so we've seen, even before October 7th, we saw a significant increase, especially in anti-Semitic threats and anti-Semitic violence. And since October 7th, that number has gone up quite substantially. Again, he reiterated, we don't monitor protests, but we share intelligence about specific threats of violence with campus, state, and local law enforcement. But we don't monitor protests themselves. Maybe they should. We found the domestic terrorists this administration talks about all the time. Columbia University canceled their in-person classes. And Donald Trump said, what's going on with the colleges where they're closing Columbia now? I mean, it's just crazy. Columbia should gain a little strength, a little courage, keep the school open. It's crazy because that means the other side wins. The people running Columbia have made a grave mistake. The Federal Trade Commission voted 3-2 to ban non-compete agreements. How is this a thing that the FTC can just do without Congress? Labor unions generally support this. Pro-business groups do not. This ban would go into effect in 120 days, but the U.S. Chamber of Commerce says they are going to sue today. Tennessee passed a bill allowing staff and teachers to be armed in school. You will be allowed to carry a gun in school if you get an enhanced carry permit, written authorization from the superintendent, principal, and chief of the local law enforcement, and complete 40 hours of school-specific training every single year at the teacher's expense, and complete a background check and a psych evaluation. After the vote, opponents of this bill chanted, blood on your hands. Joe Biden's 2025 budget is calling for a capital gains tax of 44.6%. With state capital gains on top of that, this is over 50% in many states, the highest it's been since 1922. And that's the year that the tax started, and it was only 12.5%. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. Bill O'Reilly has your message of the day. Next.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Wednesday, although it's obvious the Trump hush money trial is politically driven, there is some importance attached to it. The signal on that is how anxious the corporate media is to see Trump convicted. CNN and NBC, in particular, are salivating. The former president is not likely to be sent to prison, even if he's convicted, but he could be fined and embarrassed. He will not lose core support, but some independent voters might be influenced. Of course, the Biden campaign will run wild with any guilty verdict. However, Trump could derive benefit if Americans believe that he is being unfairly prosecuted. Corruption in the business and political world is a given in every nation. Wait until you see what we will present in my upcoming book, Confronting the Presidents. That statement does not excuse dubious behavior, but provides some context. Donald Trump is a target of the far left New York justice system. That is wrong because it's a misuse of power. And the entire country is negatively affected by this flimsy excuse for a trial. The Trump defense is hoping for a hung jury. That would be a huge victory for the former president. But really, there are no winners in this one. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Let's go to the mail. Correa. O'Reilly, stop saying it's the far left. It's the Democrats. They're not denouncing the far left. They are cheering them on. So make them wear it. Look, my analysis is precise. I tell you who is doing what. You are correct that many, perhaps most Democrats, do not object to the far left element in their party. You are correct. Alice, I'm glad you talked about the anti-Israeli protests and what's behind them. I still believe in education being a tool of information because these silly kids don't know much about history or anything else. The education train, as the cliche goes, has left the station unless you go to private school. Public school, a few will do it, not many. Bill Giovanello, Dublin, Ohio. Mr. O, you have repeatedly said Ukraine must defeat Putin, and I agree 100%. Can you define what the defeat of Putin looks like? Number one, I did not say Ukraine must defeat Putin. So that's, you're misquoting me, okay? Because Ukraine can't defeat Putin. It can stop him, not defeat him. And that's what this battle is all about, stopping Putin, making it so painful for him to continue that finally he goes to the settlement table. Alan, the justice system has been hijacked and weaponized. SCOTUS is not doing its job, but the Supreme Court has no role in the Justice Department unless there are lawsuits brought. Supreme Court can't just call up Merrick Garland and say, knock it off, or the FBI chief. That's not their job. That's not what they do. When a lawsuit is brought, and it takes a lot to get it up to the nine justices, then they'll hear it and say whether it's constitutional or not. People think that this is some activist organization. The Supreme Court is not. It's reactive. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. 44 years ago today, an ill-fated mission to rescue dozens of Americans ended in disaster. When the campaign was over, 63 hostages remained in the hands of Iranian terrorists. 8 U.S. rescuers lay dead. Here is the story of Operation Eagle Claw. President Jimmy Carter was sworn into office on January 20, 1977. Problems began immediately. 4 months after his inauguration, Carter was watching as the nation plunged into an energy crisis. Overseas, the world descended into chaos. The Soviet Union invaded Afghanistan. Islamic fundamentalists seized control of Iran. In late 1979, a group of radical students ransacked the U.S. Embassy in Tehran, taking dozens of Americans hostages. For the next 5 months, Jimmy Carter did nothing. Under immense pressure from the public, the president authorized Operation Eagle Claw, finally. That mission was simple. 8 helicopters would carry combat troops to the mountains near Tehran. From there, American soldiers would engage the Islamists and rescue the hostages. Eagle Claw commenced on April 24, 1980. It was a disaster. 2 of the 8 helicopters experienced mechanical failure on takeoff. Despite bad weather, the remaining 6 reached the rendezvous point inside Iran. Once there, another chopper developed mechanical problems. Carter then aborted the mission when a departing helicopter collided with a cargo plane and exploded, destroying both aircraft and killing the 8 Americans. Back in Tehran, the Islamic leadership claimed Allah had interceded on its behalf. After the operation, the hostages were scattered around Iran to thwart any further rescue attempts. And here's something else you might not know. The Iranian crisis ended on January 20th, 1981. All the hostages were released moments after the inauguration of Ronald Reagan. Back after this.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.